Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan. I love having live guests in the studio, and I have a special guest with me tonight from Northern Michigan. Ty Parkin is here, and you spent some time in Nashville, but you are from Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about yourself and then how that all happened and what you're doing now.
I grew up small town, and I went down south for college. I got recruited to play golf at a small college in South Michigan. And, you know, I eventually worked my way all the way up to Northern Michigan University. I found myself skipping a lot of college classes to play guitar and learn country songs.
When did you first pick up the guitar?
I started on the drums at 12, but as I would sit back there, I just would watch the guitar player. And I subtly picked it up at a young age, playing guitar a little bit here, but I really took it seriously at about 18, 19, 20. And then when I was 21, that's when I, you know, would witness live music and I wanted to be a part of it.
Was there a specific live performance?
I watched a lot of local acts here in Northern Michigan, looking up to great musicians, Pete Kehoe, Sean and Adam, so many great guys. Michelle Chouinard is fantastic in this area. I watched them gig. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say. And I was hooked on it. Really, it took off as soon as I visited Nashville.
Was country your first choice? Was it your only choice? Or what made that be the
thing? Actually, when it came to playing drums and playing in bands and rocking out on guitar, I guess I would play a lot of punk rock and rock music. I loved Blink-182, Sum 41, some of those guys. So believe it or not, that was an influence of mine for live music and that energy. I wanted that. Seeing that in Nashville, because a lot of those live bands are fast-paced, they're loud, they're fun, everybody in that atmosphere is having fun, and country music really connected with me when I witnessed some of those, like, really good bands. You know, Zac Brown Band was a huge influence.
Yeah, I was going to say, who were your major inspirations?
Watching Craig Morgan's band in Traverse City one time. I saw Joe Diffie at Cherry Fest, and I really thought that it was so cool that these country artists of what I thought at the time was kind of boring music, but when I saw them play live, I was not bored at all. I really connected more with the lyrics, and you know, as I just matured musically, I really connected with country music. I've wanted to be a part of it since.
So when you went to Nashville, I know it's a hard town because there's so many people trying to make it. What do you think the best thing you learned about being there, and what was your worst thing?
Best thing that I learned in Nashville was to make sure that you're having a good time on stage, you're smiling, you're being fun, because as soon as you get nervous and as soon as you're a little bit awkward, which of course happened for me, I just learned that you have to overcome that. And for me, it was difficult at first. There was, you know, a lot of forgetting words, forgetting chords, and really having to keep up. So many talented musicians in Nashville helped me get comfortable on stage. I felt so naked when I would take my guitar off and have to just use a microphone, but I got over that as well. So I would say being able to entertain and being able to have everybody in the room at the end of the night say, wow, we really had a good time. That's the most rewarding. And probably the thing that kind of bogged me down the most about Nashville was I would say how many gigs you have to play in order to pay your bills. Because those clubs down there, they don't really pay their musicians a whole lot.
Did you get any really good advice?
Best advice that I got was from Chris Stapleton. I met Chris Stapleton at Carter Vintage, and I said, Mr. Stapleton, this is a great honor to meet you, of course. You know, I didn't necessarily say the typical thing. I said, my talented friends of Broadway and I thank you so much for putting out seriously true country music. We listen to it and we play it for all the people that visit. You're such a top staple of what a songwriter is and what an entertainer you are. So we really appreciate you and thank you for putting out good country music. And he was like, wow, thank you. Nobody's really said it that way. And I asked him if he had any songwriting advice, and he said to just make music that you want to listen to. If you've got a good country ear or you've got a good ear for music, you're going to push to create music that you think that you'd want to hear, and hopefully other people agree with you.
The thing I really love, love, love about country music is the artist, they have each other's backs.
Absolutely.
Did you have a pinch me moment? Was there a, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening moment while you were there?
I did. I guess just being considered one of the musicians and one of the singers that were down there, people would text me and get a hold of me for gigs. And I thought that that was so cool. I was like, wow, I'm really doing this. It didn't feel that way at the time until I got really busy. You know, being on stage with two of my other friends, we played in an acoustic trio. And when we opened up for Tyler Farr and Eddie Montgomery, that was a really big moment as well.
Do you have a favorite country song that you love to cover?
One of my favorites to cover would be Letters from Home.
That's a good one. John
Michael Montgomery. Well, my family is big military background. My grandfather was 82nd Airborne Division paratrooper, and he also played in the band. Played drums. Pretty cool.
We're going to have you play some music. We're going to talk some more. Then we're going to play your new single. So don't play your new single. Play us something else.
Sure.
What are you going to play? And tell us a little bit about the song.
I'd like to do kind of a sneak peek into the next song that's going to come out.
Okay.
It's called How to Have a Good Time. And I wrote it as a fun drinking tune. It's really got a great kind of summer feel to it. Something that you can nod your head to, drive to, go on the boat to.
Oh, so we're ready for summer. I know I am.
Yeah, this song is called How to Have a Good Time.
Never heard before. Ty Parkin on Big Country 102.9.
I'll show you one more time, but there really ain't nothing to it. First you poke the hole, pull the tab, and put your mouth up to it. But man, you better not be the last to finish. I've seen some girlies drink it in 2 seconds. Might wind up on a team. You don't have to pay to play. And there ain't too many rules on a day like today. It can get too hot to be on the shore. When you run out, man, go get you some more. Don't you drink it too slow. Don't you know beer don't taste good warm. Dixie cups are flipping or for sipping on rum. Just float out like a bobber fishing for a buzz. Y'all don't make the rules, there's no guidelines. No one wrote the book on how to have a good time. Take the top down off the pontoon, no wake zone, smooth cruise. Lay it back, SPF, Yeti stacked up 12 packs. Go grab a blanket or a towel, don't forget your shades. Anchor at the sandbar in the middle of the lake. Forget about your job, right now the one you got is to fill your cup up. Right to the top. It can get too hot to be on the shore. And when you run out, man, go get you some more. Never put a cold can in the sand. Hey, man, that's what koozies are for. Dixie cups are flipping or for sipping on rum. Float out like a bobber fishing for a buzz. Y'all don't make the rules, there's no guidelines. No one wrote the book on how to have a good time. It can get too hot to be on the shore. When you run out, man, go get you some more. Never put a cold can in the sand. Hold my beer is what friends are for. Dixie cups are flipping or for sipping on rum. Float out like a bobber fishing for a buzz. Y'all don't make the rules, there's no guidelines. No one wrote the book on how to have a good time.
Ty Parkin, How to Have a Good Time.
Thank you.
You obviously wrote that song.
Yeah.
And you have how many other songs recorded or ready or close to it?
if I had to count them up, I'd say 4 or 5.5.
The landscape of music has changed so much, even in the last couple of years, on how people get their music. So I assume all of these are going to be available individually. Are you planning on making a full album?
You know, we're going to do one song at a time. Drinking for Two just came out, and it's on all platforms. Spotify, Google, Apple Music, buy it on iTunes. We have a YouTube channel. It's called Ty Parkin TV. And the reason that we did TV is it's not going to be just music. The life of a redneck outdoorsman can kind of be funny and fun to watch. So yep. We're going to include some of the good times that are going to be had on there with good friends getting together. And I am passionate about fishing and hunting and stuff like that. One thing that has been so cool is going into the studio with these songs the way that I have them. I just wrote it solo by myself. So bringing the producer in on it and getting his input is really cool. And what he did with Drinking for Two is fantastic. He's got an incredible ear. And like I said, my talented friends really, really did a number on this one. They're great. I'm excited to see what will happen with the next one. But for now, it's one song at a time.
I think, though, you need to get that other one done by summer, because I can hear that playing on the party boats and on the docks and on the beaches.
That's the plan.
Yeah. If you could perform with any other country artist, who would be your number one choice?
Dierks.
Is there a reason?
He's seen me play before. I was playing on Rippy's rooftop. Rippy's is right across from Tootsie's rooftop. We looked across the street, and Dierks was performing for the ABC Good Morning America show. While they were in between takes, he caught us playing A Lot of Leaving Left to Do by Dierks, and him and his band turned around and clapped for us.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And I also met him at San Anejo in Nashville. And we had some tacos. So if it were to be him, that'd be really cool.
What is on your bucket list as a performer, not just somebody to perform with? Do you just want to be able to do this as a living? Where are your sights set?
When I was living in Nashville, I never set foot in the Grand Ole Opry. And when I was in Nashville, I never set foot in the Ryman, because I internally said to myself, I don't want to go to either of those places until I'm standing on the stage.
Oh my gosh, you gave me goosebumps. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great.
That's if somebody were to tell me, hey, 5 years from now, you're going to have a song on the radio and you're going to be talking to Susan. I mean, I grew up listening to this radio station and being in this area. You know, I listened to 102.9 for so long. And to be on here, this is definitely a pinch me moment as well.
Very Thank you cool. so much for that. So let's talk about Drinking for Two. Tell us a little bit about the song, how it come about.
Yeah, Drinking for Two happened because one of my buddies that is always with his girlfriend, and they go out to the same spot and we meet up. We all have a group of friends that hangs out, and I'm like, hey man, I'm not going to use her name. Let's say her name is Sam. Hey man, where's Sam? And he's like, no man, We're not doing so well. I'm gonna be drinking for two tonight. I'm like, well, you know, that's tough to hear, man, but thank you for the song title.
Right? I mean, did you immediately light bulb?
I did. I went home and wrote it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're gonna play Drinking for Two, Ty Parkin's new single. Woo woo! And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Cool.
This is Ty Parkin, Drinking for Two on Big Country 102.9.
Sure ain't double shots of sweet tea. More ain't too much for me. It's gonna have to be twice as stronger. Gotta burn a little longer. What I want, not what I need. There's always more than one solution. I remember what she dreams. I know she won't show up, so I guess I get to drink two for one plus one for me. No, I won't slow down. Yeah, whiskey's what I came for. It's the hard stuff that I want. It's gonna get me where I'm going. Twice as fast for moving on. With such a long stop. flashing lights. I don't know why she still crosses my mind. I'll drive her out till closing time.
Michigan, actually Alanson, and that is his new single, Drinking for Two. If you liked it, you should go download it everywhere it's available, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can buy your music, basically.
Apple Music, you can download it.
Yep. And where do they follow you?
We have a website, typarkinmusic.com. We also have Instagram, I am Ty Parkin. I have Facebook, Ty Parkin Music. I don't do Twitter, maybe soon, but all those social media sites. Google me, you'll find me.
Okay, so where can we catch you? I know you've got some dates coming up here in Northern Michigan.
Yeah, I love this community. I love these places that I'm playing right now. This week, we're going to be playing at the Whiskey Inn in Boyne Falls on Wednesday, and also the Whiskey Inn on Friday. On Saturday, I'll be playing at Boyne Highlands Slopeside from 9 to midnight.
Awesome. So. Now, do you play with a full band, or is it you and your guitar?
It's mostly just me and my guitar.
Okay.
I bring in another young man to accompany me sometimes on guitar, and he is a phenomenal, phenomenal picker. He's great. His name is Jeff. Great kid, comes from a great family, and like I said, this community of people is great to be around. There's talented people, there's fun-loving people, and all of these local-owned businesses are who I want to share my music with and bring joy to the people that are in there.
Ty Parkin, what do you do when you're not performing music?
I love fishing, and being from Northern Michigan and being just outdoors for me is the most therapeutic thing. What a great place to be at all times of year.
Yeah, we love Northern Michigan. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Please come back when
your next song is ready to be played.
Yeah. I would love to have you come back and play some more.
Looking forward to it.
Remember the name, Ty Parkin. And if you like what you heard, make sure you follow him and help him along, because we love our local musicians.